Today we have the pleasure of talking to Don Cohen, a nationally known artist who has shown in galleries and museums all over the U.S. Don, you've had such an interesting life. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your childhood?
Well, I grew up in Lamar, Colorado, southeastern Colorado, for those who don't know. My father bought our farm, which was a mile square, a section, but during the Depression, before I was born. I grew up in that house. It was a very small little house. It had one bedroom where my mother and father slept. It had a kitchen, a living room, and a dining room. We had no heat, electricity, or running water until I was 15, when we remodeled our house. My brother and I slept outside on a screened-in porch, and we'd wake up with snow on our bed in the wintertime. Not too many people can say that. But it was a wonderful life. Interestingly enough, we were quite poor, but nobody ever said we were poor. And we didn't even know we were poor, or I didn't know we were poor. So I think that was a very nice way to think about it. My mother and my father were both extremely supportive of me being an artist. I got a late start, didn't start doing art till I was 4.
That's not very late.
Well, I was busy up to that time.
Yes.
Anyway, we had a white kitchen table that was white enamel, smooth. And I would spend hours in there drawing on that table. And it was so smooth I could blend with my fingers. And ironically, when I thought back, not once did my mother ever say, "Donald, don't draw on the table." So I guess when I'd get through drawing, she'd clean the table off. My dad was basically my critic. He could draw very well, and one time, to give you an example of how I learned some of the things that influenced me being the kind of artist I am, I think I was about 10 years old. I drew this picture of Roy Rogers. And when Dad came in, I showed it to him. I said, "Dad, what do you think of this?" He said, "Oh, it's not too bad." He had me draw it 5 times before he okayed it. Plus, you know, growing up on the farm, when I grew up on the farm, we did everything by hand, everything. We shovel grain, we stacked hay by hand, everything was... My folks didn't even have their first tractor till I was about 9 or 10 years old. So starting at about age 10, I started working just like a man and worked all the time. We worked from early morning till dark every day. And I think I learned a love of the land. I learned a love of hard work. It never seemed like hard work, you know. So it was a great way to grow up, a great way, and I think it had a tremendous effect on me becoming an artist. Because you can't be an artist unless you're extremely disciplined. It's impossible. It's the same thing of being a musician or being a golfer, any profession. If you want to be successful, you have to be self-driven.
So when did you have time to paint and draw?
Well, I drew, like I said, all the time when I was a little kid. Every evening I would go in and I would sit at the table or I'd go in the dining room and draw with a kerosene lantern for light. And thank God we didn't have cell phones and we didn't have iPads and we didn't have TV. Like I said, every night I'd go in there and spend all the evening drawing.
I think it's fantastic that your parents were so supportive of you. Being an artist, growing up poor, that's pretty unusual.
I think it's very unusual. In fact, I got to thinking about it, and I thought, you know, isn't it unusual that my folks were so supportive? They'd never been in a museum in their life, ever. And in fact, I think Dad was either in the 70s or 80s. And I said, Dad, I said, you know, you and Mom never went to, you knew nothing about art. You didn't ever have anything to do with art, but you were always so supportive of me being art. I said, why was that? He said, well, because I could tell from when you were a little kid, that's what you wanted to do.
You have a very powerful show right now at the Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art called Migrant Workers.
Right.
How long did it take you to assemble that show and create the pieces for it?
I was up at Greeley photographing these cows. I turned around and I saw these migrant workers sitting on these sacks of onions. They just finished sacking onions in this field. And I looked over there at them. I thought, wow, that's beautiful, the way the light was shining through their bandanas. And I walked over there and I said, hey, you guys, could I take your picture? And they said, sure. So I took a bunch of pictures of them. I started on the way back to Boulder, and I said to myself, you know, I grew up around migrants. I worked with migrants. I worked every bit as hard as migrants. Nobody's ever painted the migrants. Maybe I should. And that's how it started. I spent 9 years traveling across the United States documenting and photographing migrants from Florida to California, from Texas to Washington. And during that time, I think it was about 3 years into the going around photographing them that I started the first painting. It was either third or fourth year, I can't remember which. But anyway, from the start of the first painting to the last painting was 9 years.
Can you visually describe for our listeners what they look like?
No, but I'll try. There's no, as Lewis Sharp said, there's no way to understand these paintings unless you look at them. And I think that's true. Remember, this is a 7 by 10 foot painting, a blow up of a face, so it's very different than if you see a nice little 18 inch square painting of a face. It looks totally different. Anytime you enlarge something to that degree, it takes on a completely different dimension and a different feel that it wouldn't have if it were small.
I first saw this show about a year and a half ago in Colorado Springs at the museum there, and I cried through the whole thing.
You're going to make me cry.
How did creating this show affect you emotionally?
It's very hard for me to talk about the. I'm so emotionally connected to these paintings. I think partly because I grew up working the same way, because I also grew up with the love of the land. And so there's a connection there. Somehow there's a emotional connection that I have to these paintings that I don't have to any of my other work.
How did your subjects respond to their portraits when they saw them?
Well, I made prints, large prints of each one of the paintings, and I sent it to the people. A few of them I got to see personally when they saw it. The others I didn't get to see, but I did try to give each one of them a copy of their image.
Is there anything that you would like to say to a young emerging artist?
Yes. If you want to be an artist, you have to understand that you must be driven, self-driven. I think I was given a gift to do art, but having the gift is one thing. Using the gift is something quite another. I think there's a lot of people receive a gift in different areas to do different kinds of things that never follow up on it. But the other thing I was given is that I was given the ability to see the world in a different way.
Don's show, The Migrants, is currently showing at the Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art until the end of May. Please see it. It is extraordinary.